I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Indiana University Ballet Theater opens its season with Steps in Time, ballets by three revolutionary American choreographers, Concerto Barocco by George Balanchine to music of Bach, Paul Taylor's Company B to music of the Andrews Sisters, and the central work is Dwight Roden's Dear Frederick to music of Chopin, played by pianist Evelyn Bronkhar. Department Chair Michael Vernon is describing the evening as a feast of dance and choreographic entertainment. Our guest is Juan Antonio Rodriguez, who's in to work with Dear Frederick. Rodriguez, a professional choreographer and dancer, he's actually appeared in works by the choreographer Dwight Roden. And we'd like to ask you a little bit about Dwight Roden's choreography. You've actually worked with Dwight Roden.
So I worked with Dwight Roden in Complexions Contemporary Ballet for about 8 years now. I've done about 7 or 8 new ballets of his. So I get his vocabulary. I get the way he works. And I think that's why he trusted me to come down to IU and set this new work.
Huh. Now, tell us a little bit about what we'll be seeing when we look at this particular work. What should we be looking for?
You see, the dancers kind of take a very understandable vocabulary, which is of the fundamental ballet, the classical vocabulary. And working with the students, it was interesting because we have, I guess, what you can call the complexions lingo or our own vocabulary. So it was a little difficult in the beginning because, the dancers are used to tombe pas de bourrée or tendu. The transitions are easier. They're explainable. They're defined. And with Dwight and his choreography and his vocabulary, there are these elements, these definitions, these words that we use, like a buck or a coop-coop with a little bit of a body accentuated. There's always a little nuance here or there, a head roll. And it was difficult for the dancers because they were like, well, what is that? And it was more like, it's not what is it, it's more of a feeling. It's defined with a vocabulary that we all know as ballet, but it's that, what is that exactly? And, we find words or a feeling or a sound like, ah. And I think it also stems from his history with Alvin Ailey and dancing with them, because the choreographers back then, it wasn't so much of a saying a step, or it was more of that bringing out the feeling of the step. So it'd be like, ah, yeah, ooh, ah, and slow. So the dynamic would change in the sound, and the dancer would interpret that and go, I see what we're going for. It was more of a feeling.
How have the students reacted to the
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, it was very, what is or what is a buck? And Dwight laughed when I told him that. But once you start working with him and his style, his vocabulary, you start to get it. And seeing the dancers from the first week trying to define it for themselves and kind of go, what is that exactly? And to the second week where they go, okay, I think I got it. And towards the end of the second week, it was more, okay, we know where we're going for. And they understood, and it was kind of their own kind of grasping of how to put it into themselves and execute it the way it was supposed to be.
Our guest has been dancer-choreographer Juan Antonio Rodriguez. The IU Ballet Theater's Steps in Time this Friday and Saturday in the Musical Arts Center. Choreography by George Balanchine, Dwight Roden, and Paul Taylor. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.